בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examinations in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. Ve'ata ha'ashma'a arishona. Hello, listeners. This is Richard Lawrence with our weekly program, The World Around Us. My guest today is Dr. Emily Gray, who is studying an environmental problem that not many people have heard about, the effect of noise pollution on animals. Hello, Dr. Gray.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Gray, perhaps you can begin by explaining exactly what you mean by noise pollution.
Well, we all know how noisy life is today, especially in cities. For example, there's the constant noise from traffic and from the machines that are used to construct new buildings. And there's also the loud music coming from people's homes and car radios. Scientists have discovered that very loud noises can seriously affect the lives of both people and animals. When the noise reaches such high levels that it can become harmful, you get what we call noise pollution. And it's not only in cities. Even in the parks and forests outside the city, where you expect peace and quiet, there are many sources of harmful levels of noise.
Really? What causes noise pollution outside cities?
Well, I'm sorry to say it is us, human beings. Lots of people visit forests and parks, and they bring their cars, their motorcycles, and their cell phones with them. But people who live outside the city produce a lot of noise too. Farmers, for example, use tractors, trucks, and very loud machines when working on their farms. All this noise that we humans produce is much louder than many of the sounds produced in nature.
And you say noise pollution is having a serious effect on animals?
Oh yes, it can be very harmful, especially to wild animals. Some of them need to be able to hear the sound of a dangerous animal moving toward them so that they can have enough time to run away. Rabbits, for instance, have very sensitive hearing. Other animals, including ones that live in the sea, use sounds to communicate. For example, some kinds of whales make special sounds that help them find each other, even when they are separated by hundreds of kilometers of ocean. But the loud engine noise from ships can make it impossible for them to hear one another.
I had no idea that noise could cause such difficulties for animals. So, for my last question, I would like to ask if anything is being done to protect them.
Well, a few national parks have introduced special regulations to prevent people from making a lot of noise. For example, they don't allow private cars in the park. Instead, they provide buses for the visitors. Playing loud music and using cell phones are not permitted either. In addition, efforts are being made to convince the authorities to make sure that airplanes stop flying over national parks. All this is a good start, but in my opinion, it is not enough. Much more needs to be done to ensure that animals are not harmed by noise pollution.
Thank you, Dr. Gray, for making us aware of this important issue. You've given us a lot to think about. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Goodbye. זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע את הכמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ואתה ההשמעה השנייה. Hello, listeners. This is Richard Lawrence with our weekly program, The World Around Us. My guest today is Dr. Emily Gray, who is studying an environmental problem that not many people have heard about, the effect of noise pollution on animals. Hello, Dr. Gray.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Gray, perhaps you can begin by explaining exactly what you mean by noise pollution.
Well, we all know how noisy life is today, especially in cities. For example, there's the constant noise from traffic and from the machines that are used to construct new buildings. And there's also the loud music coming from people's homes and car radios. Scientists have discovered that very loud noises can seriously affect the lives of both people and animals. When the noise reaches such high levels that it can become harmful, you get what we call noise pollution. And it's not only in cities. Even in the parks and forests outside the city, where you expect peace and quiet, there are many sources of harmful levels of noise.
Really? What causes noise pollution outside cities?
Well, I'm sorry to say it is us, human beings. Lots of people visit forests and parks, and they bring their cars, their motorcycles, and their cell phones with them. But people who live outside the city produce a lot of noise too. Farmers, for example, use tractors, trucks, and very loud machines when working on their farms. All this noise that we humans produce is much louder than many of the sounds produced in nature.
And you say noise pollution is having a serious effect on animals?
Oh, yes. It can be very harmful, especially to wild animals. Some of them need to be able to hear the sound of a dangerous animal moving toward them so that they can have enough time to run away. Rabbits, for instance, have very sensitive hearing. Other animals, including ones that live in the sea, use sounds to communicate. For example, some kinds of whales make special sounds that help them find each other, even when they are separated by hundreds of kilometers of ocean. But the loud engine noise from ships can make it impossible for them to hear one another.
I had no idea that noise could cause such difficulties for animals. So, for my last question, I would like to ask if anything is being done to protect them.
Well, a few national parks have introduced special regulations to prevent people from making a lot of noise. For example, they don't allow private cars in the park. Instead, they provide buses for the visitors. Playing loud music and using cell phones are not permitted either. In addition, efforts are being made to convince the authorities to make sure that airplanes stop flying over national parks. All this is a good start, but in my opinion, it is not enough. Much more needs to be done to ensure that animals are not harmed by noise pollution.
Thank you, Dr. Gray, for making us aware of this important issue. You've given us a lot to think about. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.